It's been more than a month since a task force was formed to address King County's heroin epidemic. One solution under discussion is creating a site for people to use drugs, but under medical supervision. More on this from KUOW's healthcare reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
The idea of creating a safe space for people who smoke or inject drugs is unconventional and controversial, but supporters say previous approaches haven't worked.
We've seen a lot of harm by the war on drugs.
Patricia Solley is with the Public Defender Association, one of the groups pushing for such a place. Supporters recently gathered outside the King County Courthouse in a park. She says the war on drugs has led to high rates of convictions and incarceration. Many are people of color. Sully says it's time to try something different.
While safe consumption spaces are not the answer to all problems, they are a front door that can help people access a continuum of care.
Vancouver, British Columbia is the only city in North America with a safe consumption space. It was created in 2003 and has reduced overdoses by 30% near the facility, according to a national study. There's talk about creating a similar site in King County. Brad Feingood is with the agency overseeing the county's mental health and substance abuse treatment services. He's also part of the task force that was formed to come up with plans to address the problem. Feingood says a safe consumption space alone is not going to do the job.
It needs to be coupled with people getting into treatment when they want treatment. It needs to be coupled with better prevention. A safe consumption facility on its own is not going to solve the problem of our community.
Feingood says the panel is trying to determine if such a space is right for the community. Even if the idea gets support from city, county, and law enforcement leaders, it's still illegal under federal law to use drugs. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.